The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Four more people have been sending us the stuff they find on Craigslist. This one came in looking for some lovely female feet to rub.
That's it.
I told you, Craigslist has now become a free-for-all again.
Yeah. Right.
They're not trying to hide it.
They're going to charge some free.
They're not getting sneaky. There's still some code stuff, I think, going on, like it's been sent to us. But then some people just put it, like, the headline of this post is looking for some lovely female feet to rub.
You know what, though? I will say.
Put it out there.
This is fine to me. It's like, you don't see a lot of the... Do you still see a lot of the prostitution types? I think you see a lot of perv stuff.
Oh, no, you do.
You see it.
Oh,
because I
do.
I'll take you there in a second.
Oh. Well, we're going there.
We're
going
to go there in a second.
Going on a journey, everybody.
Yeah.
Because bags.
That's exactly what I thought the other morning when we did a bunch of these. I looked over on one of the sections, and I'm like, oh, wow. It's just like, want something? It's just like right there. Blunt.
People are trying to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
In
and the Craigslist was cracking down on it, and now they're like, whatever.
Yeah. It's the oldest profession there is.
Yes, it is, for sure.
Whoring?
Yep.
Whoring, it is. This post says, looking for a lady to let me rub their and love on them. I guess he forgot feet.
Yes.
To let me rub their feet and love on them for a bit. Nothing weird.
Nothing weird.
Nothing weird here.
Nothing weird. Yeah, it's not weird.
No, nothing weird.
So that
weird.
Means he doesn't want to use his Johnson on him.
Right.
Is what he's telling
me. Yeah, he doesn't want anything more.
Unless you'll let me.
Well, sure. Nothing weird, just worship, he says. And then he says, dollar, 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 dollar.
Dollars, dollars.
Dollar, dollar.
Feel free to text. And there's his phone number. Right there.
All right, well, text him, Dave.
Yo, yeah, I'm going to text him from my phone. Oh, hey, foot perv. What up?
Hey, you want to catfish somebody, Jane?
Kind of.
You got any hot chick's feet?
No, but I would just send him pictures of my feet.
Oh, my God.
We
I got some tootsies for you to rub your face all over.
We do. We need like a Dave and Chuck burner phone.
Yeah, we need a burner phone.
I thought about that, too.
So that we can just text all these people and set up.
Yeah.
Weird Craigslist meetings.
Yep. We should have a burner Facebook.
Well, yeah. We've needed that for a long time.
Yeah, people will be onto us, but it'll be fun for a while.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, ladies. If you're that desperate, again, what a crazy situation. If you just let a guy just rub on your feet for dollars.
I mean, it's kind of easy money.
It is, if that's what all it is.
That's not all it is.
Right?
If you end up in a pit, it's
that's the problem.
Worst.
You risk pit. Is there a pit there?
You risk pit.
You risk pit. Are you ready to roll the pit?
Dollar signs in the ad.
That's four.
You know, $4 signs.
That's a lot of dollar signs.
To me, that's lots of cash.
Mm. You think every dollar sign is like a possible like a decimal place? Like, do you think he's willing to spend $1,000?
Oh, man, $1,000.
It's like $250 a dollar sign.
Take my tootsies.
Yeah.
Take my tootsies
for $1,000.
I know you guys will. Let's just call the number. James, call the number, see if he'll come on the show. The number's right there. The number's right there. Let's just call. What do we have to lose?
I don't want to talk to a guy from a weird, creepy
Craigslist feet post. Whatever.
Really?
We've talked to weirder. I just want to see, like, is that, what exactly
you think
does
the
he
foot
want?
Perv's up right now.
Pervin starts early.
Cruising
for tootsies.
He had a long night of burying chicks last night.
Okay, relax. Don't say that. Anyway, James is going
to.
If we get him on the line,
you have to lug him all the way out into the swamp.
If we get him on the line, we'll of course bring him on the show. But I doubt foot perv will talk. But it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot.
You got to find a riverbank.
Okay. So where was that listener saying that? I think it's activities. If you go to the activities section of Craigslist. I don't know what just happened there. Where'd I go?
Uh-oh.
Something went. My mouse flew out of my hand. There.
Baby making.
Baby making.
Yeah.
Guy looking for a lady who wants to do some baby making.
No thanks.
Hard pass on that. Where'd you guys meet each other? Craigslist?
It's Craigslist love.
He made my baby.
We knew something.
What is
special.
This one? Seriously, Luke, I can't believe you. What the F? I keep trying your Do Naughty account and phone, but you're not responding. Just call me, please. I can explain.
No.
Rhonda.
Stop.
Can I tell you?
What's a Do Naughty account?
If
What's a Do Naughty account?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I met Rhonda on Do Naughty.
Jesus. Is James talking to the guy?
Oh, yeah, you told him to.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I think James has the foot perf on the phone.
Of course.
Amazing.
Wait a second. What's the phone is ringing from the other room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's funny. It's actually James calling himself.
No, no, he's actually talking to the guy. I think he'll come on the show. Oh, my God.
No.
What do we ask him?
No, no.
No, it's all up to you.
That ended. Here we go.
Left him a voice message.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually talking to him.
No, I was just being very enthusiastic and trying to make it seem like a real fun conversation.
Yeah,
we're
it's
going to
be totally awesome.
Yeah,
fun conversation.
Just let him know, hey, we find your ad on Craigslist. We've got a couple questions. And, you know, please give us a call back. So I left him the hotline number, so maybe he'll give us a ring.
Okay. Thank you, James. Yeah. Okay, what does this mean? I'm just you read the headline. I'm going to read you the headline. You tell me what you think it is. Wash my window.
He wants,
wants
his windows washed.
But you think that's it?
I think it's legit.
He literally, you
no,
think it's
he
legit?
Does not.
It's legit.
It's
outdoor window, wash.
He says, wash my window.
Wash my, I'm going with Lisa. Just it's not
singular.
Legit, but I'm not quite
What's
sure
the
what the sexual act is
outdoor
of washing
window washing.
Windows. Trying to think. Rubbing titties? Like, what do you do?
I think he wants someone to sit on his face. His window, his face, you know.
Yeah, they'll have to wash after.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Get
in the okay, first of all, he spelt it wrong. He means watch my window. Want to come by, watch my window? First floor hotel room, promise a good show.
I think he's almost, but you know, like if you're like washing the window, but then you're looking inside.
So he wants someone to come pretend to wash his window?
I think so.
So he can give them a show?
I think so.
No, he just wants you to walk by and
I know that's
watch
what
the window.
Yeah, I know that's
watch.
What he wants.
He messed up.
Well, he's just sitting there having a snack.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So he wants to jerk off in a window and someone to come watch him.
Yes.
That's exactly what he wants.
Wow.
Never heard of that one.
Or whatever he's doing inside there. It might not just be him.
You're right.
It's just
could
him.
Be.
It's solo.
Him and his.
I feel like it's solo.
It might not even be him. It could be her.
Okay,
it's
softball.
Not her, it's him.
Softball. Legit or perv?
Oh, that could be legit.
This headline just says softball.
It's not going to be legit.
Because it's just that softball.
Yep.
All right, let's click on it. Looking to join softball team. Experienced player, 30 male. That is a legit post in there with all the feet and perv and window washing.
Are you any good?
Let's see here. Bring your manly hardwood to me tonight. Yeah, I think we know what that is.
What that is. Guy wants
need older
wood.
Male for play together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for installation for females. This post says installation
not
for
legit.
Females. Is that a handyman or is it a perv?
No,
perv.
He is going perv. To load some things into your...
Lady Bits.
Yeah.
Looking for females in and around the area that need some pipe installed.
Yep.
I'm available at most times and reliable. Send message. Let's make arrangements.
At least...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand that this isn't even close to your life or never has been.
No.
But is there any possible way that a guy saying, hey, do you want some pipe installed? Would ever even trigger any kind of response?
No.
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 I don't understand these guys.
Ooh.
Like, they're like, they think a chick's going to be turned on by some dude saying he's going to install some pipe or
Maybe
lay
it's
pipe.
Worked for this person.
No way.
You don't think so?
There's no chance.
It works. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many ads like this. It works.
There's a lot of pipe.
Whores are looking for pipe. It's the truth.
I think what this guy gets probably more than you realize is a chick that answers. And he's like, wow, awesome. And then she shows up and she's like, no, listen, you can lay all the pipe you want. It's only going to cost you $50.
Yeah, there's a payment involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe he's looking for free.
It's
service,
like a but... it's like a flag.
Because there's no dollar signs or any mention of, you know, payment or anything like that in that ad.
Mm. I'm a bigger hot girl. A bigger hot girl.
Well, we know what she wants. Bigger hot girl, just bored. Thought I'd see who else was. Want to do sex with someone. To spend bored time.
You know, why'd she make the sex in
that? That's a foreigner.
No, I don't know.
Because that, I think probably it would be flagged if she put sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It sounds, doesn't that sound like a foreigner? Want to do sex with someone to spend bored time.
Mm-hmm. Want to make sex with someone.
Yeah, like it definitely seems like a foreigner. someone who does not have a full grasp.
I mean, look, here, this is what I'm saying. Want a man to use my mouth. So, like, they're just putting it right out there. James, stop that. Stop posting stuff like that.
Can you click on that? Because I just want to see if it's like Steve or...
I'm a female. I want a guy to help. I'm seeking a male to chill with tonight. I'm 32 years old. Good-looking female. Seeks male for some fun. Hit me up. There's my number. Yep. She just wants to...
I'm highly doubting she's 32 and calling herself old.
And that's not even a local number.
Can you imagine what these people look like? Because these are the people that won't go to Tinder.
I would love to see the pictures.
They can't go to Tinder because they would lose on Tinder.
What about I enjoy the open mouth eggplant face, regular triple X?
Well, gee, I wonder what they're looking for.
I don't know.
Are you seeing what I'm saying, though? It's just all out in the open again.
Yeah, they canoeing, care to go?
Yeah, they don't care now.
Yeah, I mean, but it's... I haven't seen a lot of, like, the, hey... I will give you this for this amount of money, which is
well,
what
they can.
It used
they
to
can't
be.
Say that.
I know, but it used to. That's
never,
the way it
they never
used
would
to
say
be.
Dollar signs. They just put like wordy, like for flowers. What was it? Was it give you flowers or something? That was something they
flowers
used to say.
Was a code, but some of them would just have like a rate, like $50
yes.
rate.
Oh. Yeah.
Lonely female looking for man. Okay. Canoeing care to go. I got a canoe with life jackets and paddles. Yes, oh. Seriously. Looking for a canoe partner, something to do on a nice day.
Nice
preference
day.
Is to find a lady who would like to go with me. Get in touch, please. Take care. Legit or perv?
Well, he's a perv. I mean,
he's a canoe enthusiast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He may want to actually go canoeing.
But he wants sex after.
He wants
trip.
He wants sex during the canoe trip. And then
have
he's
it during.
You can't have sex on a canoe.
Yes,
I know
can.
That for a fact.
You sure
so
can.
Be okay.
You sure
no.
can.
I'm just picturing, like, you can't have sex during a canoe. I just, that would have been.
You told me
that's tight. That's a lot of, you need a big canoe.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You tip the wrong way.
Hard to balance that. I mean, that's very precarious.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get one of the big people canoes.
So you think.
Is there such a thing as that?
There's a wider canoe.
There's a fat people
canoe. There's wider canoes.
I guess I'm getting out on the water.
Sex, isn't that a rowboat,
sex canoe.
Technically?
Well, it starts to border on a rowboat, but it's still designed in the same way.
Rowboats are way safer than canoes.
What
as far
did,
as tipping.
Yeah, because isn't that in the Notebook or whatever? Didn't they do it on
they
a rowboat?
They did a rowboat, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they?
But they didn't have sex on. Did they have sex on the rowboat?
I never saw
it. No, they didn't have sex.
I'm just assuming.
They
there's
just
always
did
a
romantic thing out there. I don't know.
You never saw it, but you know about the rowboat, huh?
Well, that's the kissing scene, right? Isn't it? The rain
famous,
kissing?
Oh, it's
yeah.
in a rowboat? I thought they were like outside of a,
I don't
in a parking lot.
What movie are you talking about?
The Notebook. One you'll never see.
Rachel.
I've seen some of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like clips of it, and I thought, I don't know why my brain is put together that they were making out on a rowboat.
It may
maybe
have
that
been.
Maybe they
I
didn't.
Really know. I don't remember a rowboat sex scene.
No
I'm
sex.
Getting confused with the Spider-Man kiss, so I don't know.
Listeners
totally
are
different.
Saying canoe sex can be done, and it was roses for payment. That was the code.
Oh.
Roses equaled like payment.
Mm.
Well, I guess flowers too. So I was right.
I also remember the lamb chops is everything.
Oh, yeah, that was that strip club around
yeah.
here. Okay, so yeah, so this guy, you think a canoeer, but also perv. So it's
well, and
it's
also, perv. what a just looking for someone who makes the worst life choices of all time. Going on a mystery canoe trip with someone you've never met into some location where he can easily deposit your body.
Yeah, don't do it, ladies. Okay, this one, regular guy or perv? Guy workout buddy.
Perv. Guys,
looking for a buddy to
buddies.
Work out at with at his place. Mm-hmm. Older guy with extra weight trying to get hard, needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
If you can help and host, let me know. Maybe we can work things out
go.
Together.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean hard like muscles.
No,
nope.
he doesn't.
No,
not
nope.
even
nope.
close.
This is working.
I think you would say ripped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or swole. You wouldn't say hard.
Yeah, wouldn't say
looking
hard.
For gains.
I'm trying to get hard.
All right. Regular person or perv? Female walking or bike riding partner is the title of the next ad.
Perv.
Legit.
Okay. I think it's legit. Are you tired of sitting around the house all day and doing nothing? Would you like to get a little exercise and have some fun while doing it? I'm looking for a woman who likes to walk or bike ride. We can do it at a leisurely pace so we can go faster for the cardio. The nice weather won't last forever. Let me know if you might be interested.
I don't know.
I think that could be legit, you guys. That could be legit.
You want it slow or fast?
There you go. That was the giveaway.
Hate to decipher it.
So I'll say it's not. And also, what person wants to just go bike riding? Come on.
Thank God I'm not in this game.
If I'm ever on a bike again, it's only because I was riding a bike to go have sex.
Yeah. It was like emergency transportation.
It would have to 1,000% equal that was what was going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Thank God I'm not in this game because I think I'd be misled many times. I'd be like, want sex?
Yeah, you'd be with your biking gear.
I just want to go on a bike ride.
I would really hope no matter what situation you're in, you're not going to Craigslist to find stuff to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do tonight? What's I don't up? Know. Craigslist.
I pictured Dave showing up in like biker gear, like
suit and the helmet, and then some dude in a robe is like just ready to get a BJ. He's like, I thought we were going to ride bikes.
He's like, no, but I love your outfit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another thing up for sale right now is the home in the Tampa Bay area where they filmed Edward Scissorhands. If you're a big scissorhead, if that's a thing, so you're a scissorhead. This could be for you. This could be your chance to own the dream. Take a listen to this report from Fox 13.
Size of the home is 1,432 square feet. It is a corner lot.
1774 10 Smith Circle in Lutz. It's drawing a lot of interest.
We're just thrown for a loop on how much attention the house is getting.
But not for its large backyard or huge walk-in shower.
This is the middle bedroom, and from what I've been told, this one was supposed to be Winona Ryder's bedroom.
The house played a key role in the 1990 film Edward Scissorhands, starring Johnny Depp and shot primarily in Pasco County.
Edward Scissorhands comes down from his castle and the people that he lives with in the movie. This is actually the house that was theirs.
Make yourself right at home, okay?
Many iconic moments of the cult classic were shot in and around this house.
This is where the barbecue scene was filmed.
Thanks, Edward.
Play scissor paper stones with us.
The home sits in the Carpenter's Run neighborhood that famed director Tim Burton transformed into his own pastel-colored Edward Scissorland. In its first week on the market, the house has drawn multiple offers, some over the asking price of $224,000.
We were just thrown for a loop on how much attention the house is getting. What I expected, honestly, was for the most part just selling a regular house. I didn't expect a lot, and I thought that I would have to explain to people about the movie and that, you know, the house was used.
Instead, realtor Stacy Savoy is discovering just how passionate a fan base can be.
They're coming this way because of the movie. Some people have been looking at this house for years, apparently.
She says selling a piece of cinema history does have its perks.
Since I'm kind of a movie buff too, it's work and play. So it's really kind of fun because, you know, I need to research thoroughly, which means just watch the movie over and over again.
You're here.
1,432 square feet. It's going to make some movie fanatic a very happy homeowner.
Yeah, Janine and I just bought the Edward Scissorhands house.
Not pastel really. Like in the movies.
Why, look, where'd you get those gloves? Well, I got them in the house. They were hidden there. So there's a lot of stuff from the movie still in there, I think.
Wow.
Anyway. You got those scissor hands
I didn't
now.
Know you were into that movie so much.
I wasn't really, but I figured it's kind of cool. So I gave it a shot, and it's a beautiful home. The shower. Wow.
Really?
Whoa. Looks nice. Walking. Big walk-in shower.
A lot of scrapes on the wall still, or
you know, I don't think that part was real.
No.
Well, already covered it up. I don't know.
I wonder if I get a bunch of people driving by. That'd be my only, you know, the downside of that.
It's an odd movie to be like so into that you'd buy the house.
Yeah, it's.
Why does he make me laugh, Edward Scissorhands?
I don't know.
It makes me.
It used to creep me out, man, Edward Scissorhands.
I laugh.
I don't think I ever saw the whole thing. No. My sister would watch it all the time, but I was like, whatever.
It's disturbing, kind of, to me. I don't know.
It is a little.
There's like some.
Disturbing.
It's kind of like got that Tim Burton-y dark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure it does. Some more fast food rage. This one in Virginia. Hey, don't forget to put ketchup on someone's burger.
My dad will kill you for that.
Yeah, he would.
Because it seems like someone will punch your little McDonald's worker in the face.
Oh, oh no.
If they do. That's exactly what happened in Henrico County, Virginia. Here's that story now from WTVR-TV.
And Bree, the teenager's mom says her daughter just got the job here at Mickey D's in the east end of town of Henrico County and had never seen the woman before. Tonight, HPD says the woman in the surveillance video is wanted for assault after a condiment causes chaos.
Big Mac attack is normally about hunger.
You forgot to put the ketchup on the sandwich.
But Thursday at this White Oak McDonald's in eastern Henrico County, it was about the woman you see here in this tie-dye shirt punching a teenage employee in the face.
She asked my daughter, does she have a problem with her? And my daughter said, no, I don't have a problem with her. And she just kept on looking back and forth at her and... She's like, oh, we can take this outside.
The victim's mom asked we hide her identity, saying her daughter just started her job here and is now dealing with a concussion.
You can see clearly on the video that the person on one side goes to the other side of the counter. So the video really kind of negates any realistic claim of self-defense.
The woman paces back and forth in the surveillance video, showing the manager her receipt and her catch-up request. More than a minute had ticked by before the woman attacked. Police say by the time they arrive on scene, this woman had taken off. CBS 6 legal expert Todd Stone says prosecutors can make a case for felony assault.
So it's a much higher burden. And when you don't have a weapon involved, sometimes it's difficult to prove a felony level of malice. But it could be charged that way, and there's a risk of her being convicted of a felony. And I think there's a very big risk of being convicted of a misdemeanor.
I'm seeking for justice for my daughter. You know, she's been through a lot. I just need some help.
Yeah. If you recognize the woman in the tie-dye shirt, Henrico police say call them. You can earn a cash reward. Working for you in East.
There's a bunch of stuff in there. I don't know why you'd put ketchup on a Big Mac.
It wasn't a Big Mac. It was a filet of fish.
Ew, even worse.
Oh, my God. It is worse.
She wanted to add ketchup to a filet of fish. James, where's your, were you sitting there?
I would prefer ketchup on my filet of fish than tartar sauce.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to go one or the other, you'd go ketchup. Okay. You know what? I've never tried it. I can't tell you if it's good
ketchup
or bad.
Ketchup on fish, it just doesn't seem
doesn't seem like it, but I don't like ketchup on eggs either. People love
but
that.
But like when people get say they get fish and chips, what do you dunk it in?
Tartar sauce. I'm old school like British style, so I use like salt and malt vinegar.
You do? Yeah. I use cocktail sauce if I
Do cocktail sauce a lot, actually. That's my number one choice. Yeah.
But I'll have tartar sauce occasionally, but only ketchup with my fries.
So I guess the cocktail sauce has kind of got a ketchup-y base.
Yeah, it's ketchup-based. Ketchup and horseradish.
I just put that together.
Ketchup and horseradish.
That looks so silly now, do I?
Yeah, there you go.
But putting ketchup on horseradish.
Exactly.
Have you tried the cocktail sauce?
Yeah, if I'm at like Red Lobster, I'll dip some of my fish.
I love
my
cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce.
Yeah, yeah. You're generally at a stick too. To shrimp.
Yeah,
shrimp.
But growing up, my mom made like fried fish or whatever. Like if you buy like the Gordon's fish,
you throw it
in the oven and bake it up, but it's still battered and fried or whatever. I would dip that in ketchup.
Oh yeah, my kids did too.
Fish sticks.
Yeah.
I would dip those
fish
in ketchup.
Sticks
in
ketchup.
Too. My kids too.
I guess that makes sense. Fish sticks and ketchup happened.
Yeah, so the base
of
that's just a fish stick patty, right? On a filet of fish bun.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't do tartar sauce. It's like
tartar sauce combines my two hatreds. It's mayo and goddamn relish. Right?
It looks like an abomination from the kitchen.
It's an abomination.
Yeah,
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I gotta say, I don't mind it. Yeah,
with fish. I'm not having tartar sauce ever.
Yeah, it's gross.
So it's probably like someone that's like, oh, you can't put ketchup on a filet of fish anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you gotta put on there what people ask for. Still, you can't punch the hell out of someone for wrongdoing it.
No excuse.
Yeah, the poor kid just saw like a bunch of fists and tie-dye.
Couldn't you just ask for a couple packets of ketchup and that's
it? That's
done.
All you had to
that's
do.
All you
that's
had
it
to done. Do.
Put it on there. It takes two seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Done.
Add your own ketchup. In fact, probably.
And then there's no risk of someone spitting on your food.
Right.
Or
right.
getting upset.
Yeah. If ketchup is what you want, ketchup is what you can get.
Yeah.
Super damn easy.
Yeah.
All right, so you're visiting one of our country's fine national parks, and you find yourself face-to-face with a bear.
Yes.
How do you escape?
You're supposed to yell at it, right?
Well, the National Park Service would like to remind you what not to do.
Run screaming with your arms flailing.
They put up a post yesterday on their official page reminding people if they encounter a bear, don't push your slower friends down in an attempt to save yourself. Right. Which I believe Chuck has already brought up is something you should do.
You only have to be faster than the slowest.
That's right. What you say. Apparently that's happened a couple of times this year, so they had to put a post up reminding people not to do that. Don't push their slower friends down in an attempt to save themselves.
Friendship's over at that point.
Wow. Oh, my God. If Chuck and I are out, which will never happen, but if we were out hiking anywhere there's bears,
right.
And a bear started chasing us, and he pushed me out of the way to escape.
Or tripped you.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. That's it. End of show, end of friendship, end of everything.
Mm. Yep.
They also say, don't
end
run.
End of you, because the bear would have eaten you.
Well, right. Yeah. Don't run.
I'd have a great tear. The bear got him, guys.
Tried to escape. But
I don't know what happened.
The bear was just so fast.
Well, Chuck would have
there's a trail cam.
Chuck would have power walked away, right?
Because
he wouldn't run still.
No.
But he would have power walked his way right out of there.
Exactly.
Tripped me as he went. I would have been like, I didn't trip him. You know he's clumsy. He tripped out over his own feet.
Yeah, I would have just tripped.
Yeah.
You know, that's can't it. Run with flip flops away from a bear.
Yeah. I would have my high powered runners on.
Could you live with yourself?
Yes.
If I was mauled to death by a bear and
it
you
would
tripped
suck,
me,
that would be terrible.
Yeah, but you'd live with yourself. You'd be okay.
I'm alive, right?
Yeah.
I'm living with myself.
It's funny to see somebody power walking from a bear.
I'd much rather find a tourist that we don't know and trip them, just so you know. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'm not tripping Dave if we can trip.
Right, but if it's just you and me.
This hillbilly family.
Yeah. Just you and me.
I'd be really mad if he did that to you, Dave.
Thanks, Lisa. I'd hope for a little more than... Okay, that's more along the line. Mad just doesn't seem enough for my death.
No,
but
no, be way more than mad.
Never forgive, seems
never
like.
Never forgive.
Okay.
I'd be peeved.
Yeah, peeved. I'd be like, cheesed off. You killed Dave, dude. That sucks, man.
I'm alive, guys. You knew it was going to shake down like that.
Unfortunately, you are correct. People would think it was just my own stupidity, right?
Yes.
There need to be
clumsy,
a trail cam.
Clumsy,
you
were wearing
tall Dave
on the trail,
just tripped,
sure.
And that's how he died. And that's the story he'd share to the news. Chuck would be
fact,
on the news.
I would wait until the bear was done with you, and then I would go and, if you had runners on, I would take the runners, and then I'd put flip-flops on you. Like,
oh, you bastard.
Get him out of his bag.
Yeah.
It was the flops.
It was the flops that did
and
it.
No one would ever investigate the crime scene. It just looks like guy tripped, killed by bear.
I'd take a rock and smash your toe.
Like, oh my God.
I really went
all
out.
Holy hell, dude.
The toes aren't even left.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. You got
the bear an evil them. Mastermind.
Well, it's got to look like you tripped on a rock.
See, and I feel like he would do such a good job, I would just be blissfully ignorant and be like, I guess Dave really just fell. The bear got him.
He did.
Not even thinking the check was up to no good.
He did.
And I'd have to live with that for the rest of my days.
The worst are those, I've seen videos like this online with like a panic situation, and it's like a dad pushing his kids or something.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's the worst
his kids you could possibly have.
There was one of them that sticks in my mind. There was an avalanche coming, and they were sitting outside in the snow area, and the dad, pushed the kids and ran off himself first, left his family there.
Doesn't that show just who you are as a person, and your character, and as
does.
A man?
Everything. 100%.
Right out on display. Yeah.
Like, that's you are the world's biggest pussy.
Right.
Yeah. If you sacrifice your family for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, family.
Family, yes.
Kids.
Most people, family. Yeah. Others,
people
just
they
kids.
Love.
Yes.
Kids. Loved ones, Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved ones.
The ones.
For me, it would be Amber and the kids. I would have to save them before saving myself.
But we all know it'd be kids. Then Amber.
Then.
As it should be.
You.
Of course.
There's a pecking order.
Yeah,
everyone knows there is.
To live, right?
Yeah.
So there's a pecking order. Their lives are just beginning.
We know.
Amber would agree with that, too.
I believe she would. Absolutely. We save our kids first and then ourselves.
Yeah.
But if it's just me and responsible kids, Amber, and then whatever.
Yes.
If I get it, I get it.
And if my kids are there and me, I got to trip you.
You're saving your kids and you're sacrificing Dave.
I've got to trip you.
Okay, note to self, don't go hiking just with Chuck.
No,
we said it would never happen. Don't go hiking with Chuck and his kids.
I've got to trip somebody.
good thing you guys aren't the adventurous type.
Well, well Dave is a little together. Bit,
but yeah, together.
No.
Yeah.
Chuck won't do any of the things I do, so
I'll trip Amber.
Oh, wow, that's horrible. No,
you can't trip my wife. You
can't trip my wife. Come on. One of us has got to go.
There's no pleasing Dave here, is there?
No.
No pleasing
Dave.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Oh, man.
Who does he want me to trip? Mm-hmm. I'm not tripping myself.
No one I love.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, it doesn't matter what kind of booze you drink. Knock back enough and you'll do things you regret. But are different types of drunken behavior associated with different types of alcohol? I believe Lisa said tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Yes.
Someone polled 2,000 drinkers and they asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff. Here's what they found. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes you angry. I found I know, it makes them angry.
Yep.
Whiskey is not good for your mental state.
And I always wonder, too, if you are in a certain mood, does that make you go for whiskey?
I've only gone for whiskey when they don't have tequila. So,
right.
Like, but whiskey has adverse effects with me.
Yeah.
More so than tequila. Hmm. But tequila is no prize either.
Yeah, right.
I found that when my dad drank whiskey, he was like bitter.
Yeah.
You know? He never beat me or anything. Right. It just was angry. Like, it was a different dad. Yeah. You know? Yeah. When he drank other stuff, like beer or rum, he got happy.
Yeah.
Right.
He like handed me money and stuff. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you gave him all that rum.
I'll give him tons of rum every year.
Yeah.
But whiskey more rum, Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, let me buy you a jug of rum.
That's why Dave was mixing drinks.
Yeah.
It's all making sense.
Bartender Dave.
Bartender Dave was getting paid huge.
Oh my God. It was like Isaac on the Love Boat. I'd take care of you. Don't worry. I'd blend you up a drink, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Isaac on the
That's where he learned.
Yeah.
That's how he learned. He's like, I don't know, they're doing stuff with blenders.
The Love Boat.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Shaking drinks
the
up.
The Love Boat.
Meanwhile,
he's 8 years old. Promises something for everyone.
Yep, that was my life.
He was a lounge singer / bartender.
Mm-hmm. Almost twice as many people say they were drinking whiskey when they got arrested compared to, well, rum is in second place and tequila was third. So those are the top three drinks that'll get you arrested. Whiskey, rum, and tequila.
Whiskey's more popular anyway.
It is.
I think it's the most popular.
Yeah. Yep.
I wish I liked it more.
What is the drink that's most likely to get you naked in public?
Any of them.
In public.
In public.
Mm. Fireball.
That's whiskey.
No, it's going to be, the people are going to say tequila, right? It won't be, it'll be a twist, won't it? Is it rum?
What did you say, sorry?
Jägermeister.
Nope. Mm-hmm. And you said?
I said rum.
No. It's vodka.
Oh.
Vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public. A third of people who've streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened.
I definitely, when I would streak, was drinking vodka.
Is it because, like, a lot of younger folks drink vodka?
And
that's when you do it.
That's when I was nude all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
That's probably the connection.
Mm. Yep. My most nude times is when I was young and drinking vodka.
So I still, like, that's still my drink of choice.
Right.
But I haven't streaked in a long, long time. So
right.
Can't make that connection.
Good.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute for me.
Put an end to the streaking. You're also most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. And again, that's probably because it's more of a younger thing, and that's what you're drinking. 42% were drinking it when they got inked up. Rum was next at 21%. What drink would make you most likely to set something on fire?
It's got to be tequila, right?
I would guess tequila on all of these.
Well, that's the stuff you're right.
It is, yeah.
Over a third of people who started a fire when they were wasted said tequila was the culprit.
Yeah, it'll do stuff to you.
Yeah.
And which booze causes the worst hangovers?
For me, it was wine, but...
Yeah, they're going for liquors here.
Whenever I've mixed anything or taken, like, different shots in a night, that's when I feel the worst. I don't know if it's just because I'm old.
Yeah. Mixing them. And it's depending on the quality, too. When you're younger, you
like,
get cheaper stuff, and it's bad.
I'm trying to think, like, cheap whiskey versus cheap vodka. What would make me feel worse? Like, if
like
you...
Mohawk versus,
whatever.
I don't know what's the cheap
whiskey. I'm going to say vodka.
It's tequila.
Oh. Mm.
Tequila. And I've got to agree with that. The worst hangovers I've ever had in my life were tequila. In fact, I swore off tequila for like 15 years because I had the worst hangover of my life on it. Finally, I've just started to get into it a little bit again over the past couple of years.
I have a really nice relationship with tequila.
Yeah. It's nice. Well, I'm happy for you.
Pleasant. I want to get that on a shirt for you. I had a really nice relationship with tequila.
Super happy for you two guys.
We've been happy for quite a while now. Yeah. We're still in the honeymoon phase, but I'm loving it. We're doing good. Vodka is next, then whiskey, rum, and gin. By the way, tequila drinkers have the most blackouts.
That makes some sense to me.
Just under four a year.
Under four?
Blackouts.
Scotch drinkers have the fewest blackouts.
Because it's a sipping drink.
You can't drink a lot of scotch.
It's a sipping drink.
It's like you're like a campfire.
I wanted to like scotch so much, but I don't.
I have a bottle at home, and I don't drink it very... It's not one of the most popular choices because it's, you know, it's pretty potent.
Yeah.
That flavor.
It is sipping stuff. You can't just...
It is sipping stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to down it.
I can't remember what my buddy brought over to one of our, like, pre-game drinking nights. It was some kind... I think it's called porter or something.
Mm-hmm. Or port?
Or port.
Oh, it's like a wine, right?
Yeah, it's like a wine, but it was it tastes like medicine.
Yeah.
It's thick. It tastes
thick. It was like medicine. We all
had
got pretty bummed.
Well, Ken swears by blackberry brandy for his ailments.
Jesus.
For his ailments?
Yeah.
Every time I've ever had a cold around Ken.
Port is a fortified wine, typically sweet red wine, often served as a dessert wine, but it also comes in dry, semi-dry, and white varieties.
Mm. Yeah, I remember he showed up with that, and we were like doing, each of us would have a glass of it. It was like,
grape spirits.
Whoa.
People are saying, chiming in on this too, wife isn't allowed to drink whiskey anymore. Got violent, smashed TV and phone and multiple holes in the wall. Yeah, very expensive night.
Yeah.
Glad I've never done that.
It's so weird. Like, you'd think it's just alcohol, right? Like, you'd think it's alcohol. So why isn't it? Why doesn't it all just affect you the exact same way?
The chemical makeup of it, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Each person's different.
Yeah.
Someone said vodka will get them arrested every time. This person said, gin gives me a super happy drunk. It's sure different.
Me too. It's very happy. I laugh hysterically when I'm on gin.
Yeah. I never.
I'm on gin. Whatever.
I'm on gin.
And then you get like almost like the weed effect, right? Like giggles and
she's on weed.
It's very happy.
Smoking a gin and weed.
she's like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, she is. She's the closest thing we have to Snoop Dogg.
It's true. So true.
I don't know if I ever get really like happy. I mean, I don't get sad. I don't get depressed.
Right.
I'm just me. Like just amped up me, I guess.
Mm. Oh, when I'm buzzed, I'm definitely way happier.
When I went to New York with a girlfriend, we went to some like corner bar and just like ordered, you know, tequila drinks or whatever. And I'm like, give me, you know, the best tequila you have or whatever. I swear they must have put something in there because it was a drunk that I've never had before. It felt like I was drugged.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Really?
It was weird.
There's
it was like, what is this?
That'll do that too.
Yeah.
So listen, so when we were in Cancun, Mexico, okay, so one of my buddies like was hooking up with and had been for two years, both trips, with this one waitress. And we were getting drinks and one of them did the same type of thing. I want you to find me the best. And the girl was like, now listen, you can't drink this one. She was like, don't. And then they brought one over and my buddy did a shot of it. And she was like, oh no. She was like, no, your friend drank that. We're like, yeah.
What happened to him?
I'm telling you, 15 minutes later, he was like,
was it GHB?
I don't know. He was like out cold in a booth. Like we, and she was like, he drank the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
I'm used to like drinking tequila. I can handle it. No problem. And we tried to go to dinner and we were in the lobby and we're like, my girlfriend's like, I don't even know what I'm wearing. We're just dying. And then we couldn't eat dinner and we were trying to like just even get a couple bites in and we were out of it and we had to go home or to our hotel.
There was something that happened and I don't know what it was. And she was like, oh, it's the clear. She was like something about there was a communication breakdown.
Yeah, I'm sure in Mexico too. It's, you but know, yeah. Who knows what me.
They gave. And listen, we were 22 years old. We were in our prime of pounding booze.
Yeah.
And it turned this guy off. He
went right down.
Oh, bad.
Someone said I was in Mexico too. Hit tequilas pretty hard. Woke up outside my hotel room with nothing on except one sock on my left foot. Like noon with one sock on.
Been there. That's
it. Outside the hotel room. Oh.
Jesus. Listen, so the guy who drank it is the same guy who the next morning was still feeling so weird that he fell asleep on a lawn chair with his feet out in the sun and the rest of him covered by shade. And he just became totally burned. His feet were the only thing that were spared.
Because he had socks on.
Oh, his feet were in the shade. The rest of his body was in the
shade. And he was like, there's all these pictures of him walking around like a mummy because he can't move his whole entire body. It was burned so bad. We threw a towel over him at one point.
Sounds like there was something else in there.
I know. Mm-hmm. Right? I know. I know. Yeah. But like Lisa's
that's
saying, what
I
the
felt
heck?
Like. Mm. Yeah.
A bunch of other people are texting in. Someone said that every time their wife drinks Fireball, wife hugs the toilet every single time.
Wow.
But then I'd be done. Like, listen, I hug the toilet, like with tequila. I had such a horrible night with tequila. That was it. It was dead to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the people that want to do it all the time.
Well, I remember with Jaeger, it was, I puked real bad, but I was like, man, that's one of my favorite shots. I got to get back on the horse. And it was hard, but next couple weeks, I was like, yeah, give me one.
Yeah, I don't like Jaeger.
Yeah.
This guy said, pretty sure I did a naked Spider-Man in a friend's hallway after some gin. What's that? You're just like, your leg up on each wall?
I'm assuming where you're hanging in the racing. Hallway.
Kind of like Jean-Claude Van Damme's doing the splits across the hallway.
Yeah.
But naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone else said, my family has had to ban gin. Something about our DNA causes us to fight. Everyone, every time, full family brawls.
So not a happy drunk for them.
No.
Oh, my God.
Gin fights.
Mine. I brought the gin.
Oh, no.
Time to fight.
I want to say this.
Like everyone in the family fighting.
Yeah.
You can't. It's got to be done. This one, Jim Beam Red Stag Bourbon. Drink it straight. Makes you happy and carefree until you drink an entire bottle in a couple hours. At that point, the next thing you know, you're being picked up off the ground and being carried to bed.
There's always a limit, you know?
Yeah.
Lisa likes to say moderation.
Look up Mama Juana. Mama Juana. It's a Jamaican drink that's known for its hallucinations.
Mama Juana?
It's got a great name.
There was something like that, too, when we were in Fiji. I forget what it was called. It was some drink. Mama Juana is a drink from the Dominican Republic that's concocted by allowing rum, red wine, and honey to soak in a bottle with tree barks and herbs. The taste is similar to port wine.
Oof.
And the Chissing color medicine. Is deep red.
I would not mess with that.
No.
Seems like things could get weird.
Some people are all for, like, the, well, you don't know what's going to happen on this. Let's do it, you know? In a foreign land, I'm not that way.
Give me your mystery herb drink.
Yeah.
Give me the finest crazy
mystery drink.
Mystery island drink.
Give me five of them, actually. Let's just do it.
I forget what it was. There was something in Fiji. It was some sort of drink that would get you totally messed up. And it apparently tasted like dirt. Maybe it's kava.
Tasted like dirt? That's not very
good. I know. Yes, likely to cause unpleasant effects and adverse reactions.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. We're going to give you a drink that tastes like dirt, and we don't know what will happen to you.
I love the dirt flavor.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Mm. You really taste the dirt.
Mm. Donnie's with us. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, man. I love you guys' show. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I was watching it on TV last night with my wife, so it was pretty funny. But anyway, we were at a party for my wife's family, and they were serving chocolate martinis. And I was going to take all the kids. I was going to take all the kids and let her go have her fun. And she ended up getting so hammered that I had to stop her from going anywhere. And we ended up getting in a huge fight in front of her whole family. She's smacking me across the face. Her mom's right there. Stop it. And they're Trini. Stop it. All you want to do is take you home. All you want to do, don't you see it? Don't you see it? And she just smacked the crap right out of me, man. I was... It's no more chocolate marks. No.
Yeah. It seems like such a, girly drink, right?
I had a bad experience.
Oh, did you really?
One of the legendary experiences where I couldn't drink vodka ever again.
Oh, that was chocolate martinis. Because it probably tastes so delicious that you just wolf them down, right?
Yeah.
And then, boom.
Next thing you know.
Hospital.
Almost dead.
Next thing you
almost
know.
Almost dead.
Ambulance.
Close to death.
Chocolate martinis. I didn't go to the hospital, but I got very sick.
So, similar. It wasn't a chocolate martini, but there's a place that has, they're called Stoli Dolies. Mm. So it's like Stoli vodka.
Yeah.
And they soak it in this giant thing of pineapples. And then they just, it sits there for weeks, right?
Yeah.
So they take it out. It tastes just like pretty much like pineapple juice. They shake it with ice and they serve it straight, right?
Yes.
So Amber, those fruit things I can't do, man.
So Amber and I went out to lunch. I had two of them.
Yeah.
Two. I stood up to go to the bathroom and I walked sideways. Like I almost fell into the other table because I felt totally fine until I stood up.
Stand up.
And then I was like, whoop.
Yeah.
That's a weird feeling when you're leaning like that.
I remember we were going to go to a concert when we were young, and I just, my buddy's fridge had the crushed ice setting. Mm-hmm. I had one of those big, giant stadium plastic cups that you could get, filled it full of crushed ice, and then just opened vodka and poured it all the way to the top.
You went all,
and I just sat in this chair, and we were sitting around waiting to go, and I'm like, sip, 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 and then I was like,
Yeah, the last time I had any sort of really bad experience, dude, was like on that fruit stuff like Dave was talking about, but it was soaked in tequila at this place, right? And I was like, give me some of that. And then that was the night that I threw up so hard that I had blood in my eyes for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, right in a parking lot. I scared the neighbors.
Oh, man.
Talking about the liquors that are most likely to make you hungover, blackout, get arrested, go streaking, that kind of stuff. This person said, every time I drink tequila, my clothes come off. On my honeymoon in Mexico, my shirt came off while watching a Patriots game with a bunch of Giant fans.
I hope that's a lady. I would assume that's a lady, right?
I don't know.
Because for a guy, what does it matter? If a lady rips your shirt off.
You know what? Still, like, if I'm just sitting around with someone watching a football game and they take their shirt off, I'm thinking it's pretty weird.
Unless it's James.
Remember we were talking about that Mama Juana drink from Jamaica? Guess who's tried it? Overly straight guy Ken.
Oh.
Yeah, he tried it.
I really cut loose.
All he said was, holy hell.
Really?
Give me your mystery drink.
He is the guy that might do it.
He's full of surprises.
Overly straight guy Ken has had a Mama Juana. What it did to him, I don't know. Sean's in Boston. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good, man. So what was it for you?
You would appreciate this. So I married into the Irish, and first time meeting the family, it was at a baptism, and we show up, and there's a couple of ice luges, there's kegs everywhere, and I'm like, this is a baptism? And she goes, this is how we roll. So it was like, oh, okay. So, this is first time meeting all of her family, 70, 80 people there, and her 60-year-old aunt comes over and says, oh, do you want to play beer pong? We have Southern Comfort Punch. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, why not? So, you play a round, you play two rounds. I ended up playing, maybe 6 or 7 rounds, and I black out, don't remember a thing. Mm-hmm. And we were dating, she's my wife now, but we slept on an air mattress. And every time she moved, I felt like I was on the ocean. So she kept going, and I was going, oh, my God! And then when I woke up in the morning, the house we were at, the cousin was like, dude, what happened? I go, what? And I look in the mirror, all the blood vessels in my eyes are burst. And it was throw up all over the floor. And I'm a bartender. I have not touched booze in 7 years.
Yeah.
And I'm a bartender.
Oh my God, it turned you off booze completely.
Stopped.
Cut it off completely. And I played rugby in college, so like you were we hammered booze every night. But
say no more.
One time with the Irish, they do that to you.
Listen, that's it. You can't try to keep up with the Irish. You can't go from zero to a million. You just can't.
It's crazy to me a college rugby team, which is notorious, they are notorious drinkers, was nothing compared to an Irish baptism. The Irish baptism,
right.
Was worse.
Is it like in Snatch when Brad Pitt's being carried? And
yeah,
it's crazy. Someone said the captain and I had to break up. Captain Morgan.
Oh yeah,
he was the best boyfriend. She says, I think. Someone else chiming in on that. Mama Juana from Jamaica, the Dominican. They say it's a no-no. Me and my stepdad had a couple offer us some in Punta Cana. It's like black licorice and Jager. Stomach instantly churning and churning all day, but they drank it there all day.
People have a lot of these Mama Juana stories.
Yeah.
I drank a pint of Bacardi lemon. First time drinking, I flipped a Geo Metro.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't driving. Just literally flipped a Geo Metro.
They're very light.
It's
the lightest vehicle.
Bacardi lemon turns you into a Hulk. Ah, Bacardi lemon.
I feel like you could just lean on those cars and they wanted to flip.
I guess.
A Geo Metro.
When I drink, I get the strength enough to flip a Geo Metro.
The last time I had a hangover was when I drank that mystery rum punch from that cooler on the beach in St. Martin.
Yeah, that was a wild
move.
You
can't do that. I normally wouldn't let my guard down, but I was like, I was on island time. I'm like, give me some of the punch out of the
pool. Do you know how many times Dave has said, I normally wouldn't let my guard down when he ate the street meat, when he drinks the mystery punch?
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. I get in like island mode, and then Dave rules go out the window.
Yeah. Right.
Nomad is with us. Nomad, talking about the liquors most likely to make you do bad stuff.
Oh, guys, let me tell you. All right, when I was in Italy back in the 70s, and they had this one little bar we went to. They had this stuff called gin cass. And basically it was gin and lemon pop.
Okay.
And, you know, we were sitting there and drinking. I drank like a pitcher or two of it. And I got up to go to the bathroom, and next thing I know, I'm face down in the dirt, and they're dragging me out of there. And my God, the worst hangover ever. I wanted to drive an ice pick into my temple the next morning.
Oh, man.
It was horrid. I mean, it tasted great. It went down so smooth.
But like lemon pop, like it's the sugar, right? That's generally anything too sugary will kill you when it comes to hangovers.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't do malt drinks because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it messes me up, man.
So Jay's with us. Jay has also tried that famous drink from the Dominican and Jamaica, Mama Juana. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So does it get you wrecked?
It gets you. It's not really. I didn't get drunk off of it, but it's definitely an aphrodisiac. It makes Viagra look like taking a children's Tylenol.
Wow. We definitely have to talk about that. I'm just putting something together
here.
My
wife and I went there on a honeymoon, and we've gone back for the last 3 years in a row, and I have a bottle of it that a bartender gave us down there in my refrigerator chilled because it's better cold.
Well, if it gives you those results, you get your Mama Juana.
Right.
Yeah.
More Mama Juana, please. It sounds like all the Mama Juana you can give me.
Probably put Viagra in it. Like, you don't know.
Okay, right. So listen, I don't know where Ken had Mama Juana. All I know is that it's popular in the Dominican. Guess who went to the Dominican together?
Who?
No.
James and
James and Kenny.
Did you see him with a boner?
I did not see Ken's boner.
Yeah.
He had a boner from drinking Mama Juana or whatever. I wasn't around.
Mama Juana. You didn't try it? You never
heard of it? No. Okay. I sampled a few different tequilas or whatever while we were there, but I'm not a big booze guy.
He's not a drinker.
That green.
You know, I never get a hangover when I smoke weed, so, you know, I really don't drink booze very much.
Yep.
Well, let's hope it wasn't.
But I mean,
just...
Ken was ordering tropical drinks like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he likes a tropical drink.
Yeah, his sleeves come off and the tropical drinks
instantly come off. Yeah. They fall off his shirt.
It's a gun show.
Yeah. He's showing off those guns and he's drinking, you know, fuzzy navels and sex is on the beaches all the like you wouldn't believe.
Trevor's with us. Hi, Trevor. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Penis,
talking about what different types of booze do to you.
Well, I have a problem with drinking Tito's. I usually black out whenever I drink it.
and it's happened to me a few times where I pee my pants.
Oh, my God, dude. What a weird reaction.
First step is nowhere.
And it's just that one type of booze? You've never pissed your pants on anything else?
No, it's usually every time it's been Tito's.
Oh, boy.
And one of the stories is my brother's friend is his bachelor party. They brought a handle of Tito's, and I was drinking it on the party bus. And by the time we made it back to the house, everybody went around to the basement and went inside. I tried to go to the front door, and I was knocking on the front door for about 15 minutes, and I just passed out. It was my father's house, and he's got a security camera pointed at the front door. So you see me knocking, and then I slowly fall into the door. Then I go into the fetal position, and I pee, and it goes down the steps like a waterfall.
Oh no, documented.
Well, I mean, you drank an excessive amount of it, right?
Oh, yeah, I was blacked out.
Yeah. Well, then for sure. I mean, pretty much anything you drink in excess, I guess, can make you weigh yourself. Because trust me, Tito's is my drink of choice, and I never wet myself.
Well, that's what I mean, though. But sometimes, you know, like a vodka is good. And it's very easy to drink. Mm-hmm. And that's when you get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's when stuff, like the harder stuff to drink sometimes saves you. Because it's like, oh, boy.
You can't do as many.
I'm not going to do it. When something's going down easy, that's when you're in trouble.
Let's get to the bottom of this. How did Ken get affected by this Mama Wanna drink? Hello, Overly Straight Guy Ken, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
You sound so perky and chipper and ready to take on the day.
Okay, just ready to get the day going here.
So, Ken, how did you encounter this Mama Wanna?
I texted you, by the way. The excited thing, unless passing out at 6 o'clock in the evening counts as being excited, it did not have that effect.
Oh, no boners for Ken.
Oh.
So you passed out at 6.
I don't
want
to discuss it in detail with you, Dave. No. And it wasn't on the trip that James and I were on. I had been there once before that.
Oh, okay. And that's when you first encountered it.
That stuff is crazy.
So how would you describe it? Is it like someone said it's like a port almost? Is that way how you describe it?
Yeah, I think they have this bottle and it's jammed full of roots is what it looks like. It was really kind of a poor decision to even drink this stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But they put, it was a pretty, I'm a little bleary on the details from that trip, but I think they put rum and wine in it and then honey, and then they let it ferment. And it is kind of like a wine, which is funny because I hate wine, but we were doing shots of it.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's where everything went sideways. My brother was on that trip. He actually brought a bottle of it back with him, which I think was illegal.
Yeah, I think
probably,
it is.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. No, he packed it in a suitcase, and this was, I'm trying to remember. No, it was after 9/11, so I don't know. He got through with it, though.
Wow.
But, it was, we decided to sample it at around noon at the pool, and, I'll put it this way. My parents were on this trip, by the way. I missed the dinner. I missed,
Mama Wanna.
I did not go snorkeling the next day.
Down for the count.
It was a very rough go.
So was this at the resort or did you go off the resort?
Yeah. No, it was at the resort.
They had it at the resort.
I think that there's a, because there's something about it, I didn't catch if you guys mentioned this, something about it can be hallucinatory. Hallucinogen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's like a, they like leave something out, because it wasn't that. It was just powerful.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it wasn't like true absinthe.
No. Yeah, you know how they have absinthe, but it doesn't have whatever the ingredient is that makes you see aliens.
I guess they're serving it at a resort, they don't want a bunch of people hallucinating.
Tripping balls. We were tipping the hell out of the girl, and the whole thing went sideways. the whole trip, in recollection of it, was just my parents wanted all of us to go on a big trip, and we went and. They have not invited us back.
That's the last time.
Mama Wanna ruined family vacations forever.
Mama Wanna was on Tuesday. On Thursday, we visited a rum factory, and that went sideways.
You went to a rum factory?
Oh, my God.
Rum, like a sugarcane plant. Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
That was the day my brother missed. He missed dinner.
His
my
turn.
Poor parents really tried to make a really nice trip for us. And it just, I think they regretted the entire thing.
You guys pooped all over it.
Yeah. Goddamn Mama Wanna. Overly Straight Guy Ken, thanks for joining us.
I don't remember if we drank it when James and I were down. I don't remember it being there, but maybe I drank it and just don't remember the trip.
I remember having a couple of shots of tequila, and it was mostly just beers we were drinking.
Yeah.
I was trying to hang
out.
Well,
you know, I do like beers. I like the island drinks.
Yeah, you do. You like yourself a fruity cold beverage.
He does.
Yeah. That's what I'm known for.
All right.
Only on the island.
Really straight guy, Ken. Thanks.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah.
Bye,
Ken.
So, yeah, that's what Mama Juana did to him.
Yeah.
Ruined the family vacation.
Yes.
Never had one since.
Yeah, I'm not going to do any Mama Juana.
No, you should probably avoid it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.